It is time for our Republican American Report with none other than Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ruth. Are you all right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's just Monday.
The yes. Holy Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Boy, these come quickly.
This is it's a busy week for the holidays, but it's not really a busy week meeting-wise.
Meeting-wise, it's our last week of the month, which is always, but, you know, there's news to be had. Marshall and I were just mentioning the parent community meeting that's being scheduled for April 6th at the Center on Main and Falls Village to talk about what else? Region 1 and the concerns of parents and students, I guess.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's April 4th, the meeting, by the way. April
4th. Oh, I'm 4th. Sorry.
April 4th at 6:30. Okay. Well, they did the survey. Now, if you go to Facebook, if you're a member of Facebook, and you go to Region 1 Community, they've done a survey.
Mm-hmm.
You can also click on the link on the Region 1 report. We've got
right.
a link there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they've got 170 surveys filled in return, which is amazing.
That is huge.
And... the main 97% of those people don't like what's going on with the scheduling and with the way the grading system.
Yeah.
And even if you adjust these data, you know, like with the wildest possible construction, it's still so
out of
clear.
Balance. It's
yeah.
so clear. It's clear.
It's,
yeah.
You know, you're not looking at any 51-49.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a difference. What would be wonderful is if people show up.
The nice thing at the meeting is that you're going to have your chance to speak your piece. You won't be held to 3 minutes. You won't be held to the end of the meeting. It'll be right then and there. And we're not going to videotape it because we don't want to, freak people out. But all the information at the meeting will be gathered. And at that meeting, if Region 1 board members show up, all the data will be turned over to them.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, there are rumblings again about block scheduling. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard it starting about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and parents aren't happy.
Mm. So they are bringing that back again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With this consent agenda and everything like that, I haven't seen it, but I have heard from at least 12 parents from Kent, Sharon, Falls Village, and Salisbury. That they're very concerned about the block scheduling.
Okay. Well, we know it was a big issue last time, and I assume they'll be talking about it if they're going to implement it, but needs to be out there.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with it.
And the consent agenda is also an issue. People, I have heard, things that should be brought up are being put under that framework and not being discussed. So again,
more and more things are being hidden from public participation.
Yeah. So, and we have four principal searches or four new principals coming into the region next school year. Canaan's has already been settled, and she is going to be the new gal is going to be here next Thursday, I believe, for a meet and greet. Falls Village is undertaking a search. The high school, we still aren't quite sure where that's going, but Jose Martinez is leaving. And then, of course, here in Kent, Florence Budge is leaving, so I assume there'll be a search going on. Busy year for Region 1 in many ways.
All right.
So we have budgets coming through. The high school budget is at zero at this point, but, the hearing is...
Any opposition to the high school budget is going to be over the block schedule and over
the grading system.
As
we said last year, it has nothing to do with money, because people are upset and getting more vocal. I mean, we did not have all these folks coming out from Kent and other towns in the past, and now people are just riled up. So there was a huge meeting in Kent, last week where parents were just concerned about this, mostly the grading system. That's where they're focused on. North Canaan held two budget meetings with its Board of Finance this week, the school board and the Board of Selectmen. Charlie Perotti, first selectman's first go at it, and he kept it flat, was able to cut some things out and put some new things in. And it's Rosemary Kilty's last budget session. So we have one starting and one going out. Rosemary Kilty is the principal at North Canaan, and she will be retiring in June. So she gave her last budget presentation. Board of Finance didn't say much, but they will be looking at it again next month.
And the Board of Finance in Salisbury will meet on Tuesday tomorrow at 7:30 about the budgets, and the Board of Finance in Sharon will review the proposed budgets on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall.
Okay, so those are the meetings that will keep us going, budget stuff. So,
and Salisbury Planning and Zoning is meeting tonight at 6:30.
Oh, dear. They've been in the news a little bit. Mainly about Lime Rock Park, and that's going to continue. They went before the judge, and on the whole issue of planning and zoning, of Lime Rock regulations coming under planning and zoning, and how much it can and can't do, and that's going to go on too. So yes, we have lots of things going on. Nothing.
Couple of things at the VFW Kachpipa post in Canaan. First of all, there's Vietnam Observance Day on Thursday, the 29th of March.
Right.
That's coming up. And also they're going to have a fundraiser that is coming up for their, I think, two guys in suits and ties will be performing.
Oh,
and I do believe that is on the 31st. It's $5, and it's a fundraiser for their building fund. They've just done so much there. It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's become really a central point of Canaan's social set, and there will be next month, April 28th, another Eagle Scout ceremony there for a young man. Put that on your calendar. We have Easter egg hunts coming up. We've got the Sharon one on Saturday and the Falls Village one on Saturday, I believe. So, then we sort of slow down for the weekend while Easter comes, and then we rev right up again on Monday when we have our marathon days. So a little bit of respite, but not really too much if we're doing finance boards in these towns. Had a nice going-away party last night for Nick Pohl. Nick is leaving the Youth Service Bureau after 7 years at its helm. They will be having Rebecca Sakel, their clinician, as the interim while they do a search. Lots of searches going on around here.
search.
Lots of job openings.
Job openings. Searches and searches for Easter eggs.
I just hope for Region 1 the candidates don't Google Region 1.
Oh, that Google. Yeah. So busy times. And they are talking about redoing the green right in front of your station there. There was a presentation to the Board of Selectmen from the Green Committee, and that's underway. Needs lots of work. Beautiful place, but it does flood, and it's getting encroached upon
They need to maintain it, they have to do it in a way where the town can still have use of the green.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing, is fitting it into the daily lifestyle of the town of Sharon. And
right.
I think they've come up with a way to do it.
I think so, and the granite curbing up on top to keep cars from parking up there, and then just ways so that when you do have a rainstorm, you don't need to cancel. I mean, it needs, plus the drainage is an issue, and so the committee has done a lot of work, and we'll see what happens there. And, of course, we had March for Our Lives.
Hey, that was amazing, the turnout. There was 200-some-odd people in Salisbury and over 500 in Kent.
Apparently, it was just unbelievable. And what really was inspiring were the kids who came out. We had, in Salisbury, where I was, there were lots of elementary school kids who were really in tune, and some high school kids. But I understand in Kent, the kids from New Milford High School were there, and as they are at Parkland, these kids are really articulate, and I think they're going to make things happen. We're all very hopeful.
Yeah, Lynn has some great pictures in the Republican American about the Kent March, and you can see But I think between those two marches, I ran into Roberta Willis the other day, and we were talking about it. Over 200 in Salisbury, and then the 500 strong in Kent. Just absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. It's a shame it has to be, but
Well, people are becoming more active. I mean, from Region 1, I mean, it used to be the cranky three. It used to be Gail, Marshall, and Moorhead. We used to be the cranky three. Well, guess right. what? We're no longer the cranky three. That's the great thing
true.
About it.
Yeah.
People now are understanding and are becoming more involved, and that will make a better region, hopefully, eventually.
And that involvement is necessary if there's going to be any change whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's easy to crank.
Easy, Jill. Exactly, Jill. You're right. So onward and upward, and I hope you guys have a good Easter.